necessarily reflect the views of the management or staff of this station. And now, here again is Pina Dexter.
And Kelly Shackelford is here. There's so much to talk about. But with us to really delve into one of the topics for today is Sharon Albertson. She is the Texas State Director for Life Chain. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be with you.
Hi, Sharon. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Sharon, every year at this time, we start to think about Life Chain because it's such a wonderful event. It's so peaceful and reverential to the Lord and to the sanctity of life. And so we love having you in to tell us about it. Even though you're the Texas director, this is a nationwide event and has been for many years. So just tell us about why you think Life Chain is an important event to participate in.
Do you know, we do the website, lifechain.net. My husband and I do the verifications of the Life Chains across the United States and Canada. And again this year, there will be more than 1,500 cities and towns involved, many with multiple locations, so that more than 1,800 locations will be listed as verified. It started in 1987 in California when Royce Dunn and others in the Yuba City area realized that the only way to get the abortion clinics in their area to close would be through prayer. And each year it has spread farther across the United States and Canada, and now actually in many other countries, but we don't try to keep track of those. We heard that there were 52 Life Chains in England a couple
wow.
years ago, so it's really grown a lot.
Well, Sharon, one thing I noticed in reading the history of Life Chain is that in that area where it started, abortion was basically wiped out there.
Well, yes, through prayer and through public witness. It took a year or so, 2, 3, 4 years, but at the start, the media in that area was portraying the pro-life people as off-the-wall kind of people, but when 2,500 people showed up, they couldn't say that anymore. So we're just really glad. I was talking to a lady in Mountain Home, Arkansas a few minutes ago. 14 churches are part of their Life Chain. Then yesterday I was talking to a lady in Carthage, Texas. Her pastor is going to take another staff member and go around and visit all the other pastors and get them involved. This is really a good way to get Christians involved in something that we all agree with. This is not a political issue. This is a moral issue. Mm-hmm. So our opportunity to be able to stand up for life in a very peaceful way, holding a professionally printed sign and praying by a main street for an hour or 90 minutes, depending on what the group has chosen, it's amazing.
It's all done on October 6th, right?
Yes, although people who are just hearing about it now, there is an alternate Sunday, the last Sunday of October. Usually first Sunday of October is when it happens, and across the United States and Canada, most of them are on that day. But the last Sunday of October is the alternate day, so people who are just coming along now, and we're getting a lot of new registrations in, about now, Royce Dunn, the national director, who's in California, we're in Texas, the printer of the signs is in Colorado, so this really is national Life Chain. But Royce starts recommending that if they need a little more time for planning and inviting churches and pro-life groups and so forth to count on the last Sunday of October. So, but there is still time.
Yeah,
even now,
time.
Even now, there is time to do it on the first Sunday of October.
You know, Sharon, I think of you know this effort and standing for you know these unborn children, and I also think of you know the speech that the president just gave, where it was children, 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 children in that, and of course talking about the Syrian children and the horrible, you know, the gas attacks and the children that died. And I think, well, where is, okay, I understand the focus on that, you know, and on the idea that, gosh, this is a horrible thing, you should never kill children. But yet, right back at home, I mean, you know, this is the president that was the main, you know, person who stopped in Illinois when he was in the legislature, the infant, you know, infanticide.
Right.
And so this is something that actually works on an issue, that actually does something in standing for children. that is being totally neglected at the top in our country.
Right. And even if we can just help people to think about it more. I was watching a YouTube last night. Of course, many of the locations do their own YouTube and put it on. And this was one from last year where they were interviewing the people at the Life Chain, and they were saying, if we can just get people to think about the sanctity of human life, and we're here to stand for, in honor of the babies whose lives have been taken, by people who just, you know, we used to think it was a blob, but now, obviously, with 3D, 4D, 4D,
4D, yeah.
4D sonograms, we can really see. And kids are so much more pro-life than the adult generation. They've been carrying around a picture of their younger brother or sister or niece or nephew, sonogram picture, before that baby's born. They're so proud to know that that's a real person in there. So we're glad at many of the Life Chains, even the younger people are leading the Life Chain. They're inviting their friends. And, of course, they still have adults there to help with supervision and so forth. But standing on both sides of the street and really silently, a sacred time, well prepared in advance, the youth are so glad to be out there.
Sharon, how can people sign up or find out more about Life Chain?
If they go to lifechain.net and look at the ideas that are on there, there's a way to register. In the top left corner, they can click on register and fill in the name of their city and state and all the ideas about where their Life Chain would be located. And then we try to call them to be sure that we are on the same page about all the things. About now, so many registrations are coming in, we're starting to just send them ideas on email. But knowing that the Lord can really help them to understand. And we use only the professionally printed signs and a few other
signs. You can't make your own.
Well, you can now. This year is the first time that Royston has allowed self-designed signs. So many people have been wanting their teens and children to make their own signs because it helps them to feel more involved. But then, of course, the predominant signs need to be the professionally printed signs that really get the message out to people going by.
Sharon, what if someone doesn't want to organize it? They just want to participate. Can they find out about where the Life Chain is in their area from going to the same website?
Right, lifechain.net. So many are listed on there. Let me tell you a couple stories. Do you have time for that?
Sure.
A lady in a Midwestern state, since we've just had the bikers in Washington, D.C., I was thinking about this. She was standing at a stoplight, and the huge group of bikers came up to the stoplight. She was a little not sure what was going to happen. And the one closest to her said in a very polite voice, "That's the nicest Christian witness I've ever seen."
That's great.
A man in Fairfield, California was holding a Life Chain sign. He's been doing it for years. And a lady came up to him and bringing a younger woman and with a baby. And she said, 20 years ago, I was not married. I was in a bad situation and pregnant. And I saw you. He was so marked in her mind. She remembered him being there with a Life Chain sign. And she said, I decided not to have the abortion that I had scheduled. And this is my 20-year-old daughter, and this is my new grandbaby. Thank you so much for being here. This is the 26th year for Life Chain. So we're starting to have other stories like that in other states as well.
So in second generation of Life Chainers.
Yes, right.
Thank you, Sharon. We so appreciate what you do every year. You're a faithful pro-life warrior in this movement, and it's a peaceful movement, and it really gets results. It's a wonderful way to participate and show solidarity with other pro-lifers. So, again, it's lifechain.org, correct?
.net. Lifechain.net.
Lifechain.net. You can also go to pointofview.net and link to it. But thank you. We really appreciate your being with us today.
Thanks a lot.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we like to highlight Life Chain every year because it's just a wonderful way to express your...
Sharon?
Yes?
Thank you so much for being on Point of View.
Glad it's over. Thank you.
All right, and God bless you.
Same to you. Mm-hmm. Bye.